B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Joining us, like he does every Tuesday, the man who dropped the bombshell on the town from the Inquirer, Inquirer.com, Jeff McLean. Jeffrey!
Anthony, what's up?
Oh, man, you just rocked the world this weekend. Everybody was talking about the story, as you can well imagine. And
there's
a lot of damning stuff about Carson in there. I mean, the stuff about killing plays on spite. How much of this stuff surprised you?
Well, my nose kind of sent me a little bit in that direction. Although it certainly was offered up freely from some of my sources as well. But I mean, we saw various points over the course of the season. Some very odd audibling at the line, or you know, killing or changing directions of plays. At least that's what I thought. Now he's always had the ability to do that ever since he was a rookie. Most quarterbacks do, but it's not like you're basically calling a completely different play. You're checking to a run versus a pass, or vice versa, or you're changing the direction of a run per se. That was the way it was felt by coaches and players on the team that Carson was doing this. Now, clearly, obviously, you're giving some leeway there, and apparently that was part of the problem, too, is that he was given this much power to do this and kind of ran rampant with it. But at some point, it's just the way that it was viewed by many, not many, by some that I spoke to, was that this was something that he was doing out of spite because he didn't like the plays. Now, in Carson's defense, I don't think Doug was actually calling a great game all the time. I mean, we've talked about this many, many times. Why aren't they rolling him out? Why aren't they taking advantage of his ability to throw on the run? And maybe Carson felt like this is something he needed to do. Nevertheless, it definitely is in some ways viewed as subordinate.
All right, so you reach out to him. He's rebuffed your invitation to talk about these allegations.
Correct. Yeah, I spoke to his people, and they, you know, several times, and they knew the story was going, Carson hasn't spoken since December 6th. I mean, he had the opportunity after the season. Yeah, you know, typically you'd expect him to come out and speak. And look, again, I'm not the type of person like he's got to talk to me. I just thought it was my reason when he didn't release a statement to counter the reports that had kind of just been dangling out there that he wants to be traded, that his relationship with Doug Peterson has been severed. He kind of let that report just hang out there. And this is, you know, this is by veteran reporters who've broken.
Right, Chris Mortensen.
Chris Mortensen of ESPN.
Listen, here's the thing. I don't understand. Again, I'm not asking him to speak as you got to talk, like you said, like you got to talk to the press or this or that. But it's in everybody's best interest, including the team, if you act like a quarterback and be a leader. I think a leader needs to speak and take control of the situation.
Well, look, again, I'll give him credit. I mean, he didn't have to speak after the game. He was benched on December 6th, and he did. But you're right. And it was interesting that when we kind of were all asking for Carson the day after the season, when other players had spoken, not many. You know, typically it's open locker room. You get dozens of guys. We only got like, I think, three. You would think that this would be the opportunity for him to talk. And then we asked the Eagles, and they said that Carson politely declined, which is interesting that they kind of made it very clear that Carson didn't want to talk. You know, typically they might have handled it a different way. And you'd be under the impression that maybe the Eagles don't want him to talk. But this told me that they were fine with Carson talking, and he didn't.
What do you make of it? We're talking to Jeff McLean, InquiryQuark.com. You know he offered the story that we've been talking about for the last couple days. What's your come? Now, obviously, listen, you're a great reporter. I've always said that about you. You're a terrific reporter, writer. you know about, because people right away will say, well, did Jeff talk to people who have sour grapes or axes to grind?
Right.
And my retort was, I trust that Jeff is able to sift through that stuff and kind of know what's what and what's what. But what, in your opinion, what do you come away with who is Carson Wentz? I've asked you this 100 times, but who is this guy?
Yeah, and you know, this has been out there, drips and drabs, and I think even in the stories I've written during the season, it's been out there in drips and drabs. I mean, in the past, I've written about type A personality and how he's got to toe that line to, you know, the coming off a certain way and rubbing guys the wrong way, and how sometimes he can isolate himself with his core group of posse guys. And, you know, this is stuff that had been alluded to before. Even before he was drafted, there were reports about him butting heads with his his head coach or his coaches there. And that's, you know, again, sometimes that's what you want out of that quarterback position. And a lot of the top quarterbacks are that way. But they
I actually thought it was a good thing.
Right. But a lot of them don't resist hard coaching. They actually want it. They want that back and forth. And I think the feeling in, you know, amongst some coaches and players was that this was something that Carson didn't want at all and wasn't willing to bend at all. And, you know, some of that, again, as I pointed out in the story, falls on the organization and so much, how much power they gave him and how they just kind of deified him right from the get-go. And certainly after the Super Bowl that he didn't win, and certainly after the big contract that they gave him, that this was something that they were in part, responsible for. And not only that, then obviously the coaching staff and how the coaching staff was constructed after DeFilippo and Frank Reich left, and promoting Press into a position that he probably wasn't quite ready for, that he wasn't really ideally suited for in relation to Carson Wentz. You know, I hoped that was very clear in the story that, look, I mean, obviously Carson's not going to be come out looking great on here, and the quarterback gets a lot of blame, and that's, you know, certainly the feeling for many in the organization, that, you know, a lot of them were defending him to me, in some ways, but the revelation is that it's not all hunky-dory behind the scenes with Carson, and that this was a major problem, and this factored significantly into his regression this past year. And on the subject of sources and, you know, sour grapes, or look, I've been covering this team for 12 years. This is actually a story that I've probably been reporting on the day that Carson was drafted, or even before that, when we knew that he was, you know, this is something that's built up, that you've learned. You talked to a lot of people who have been around him a long time. And the sources that I've had in all these situations, I have built up relationships, cultivated these relationships for a long time, and I understand where they're coming from. And in almost each and every case, there's no reason for them to actually speak out against Carson. You know, they want Carson to succeed. They want Carson to be able to play at his best. And that was not the case this past season.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Jeff McClain, inquiry.com. Jeff, one of the things that didn't make sense was what he was given a lot of latitude or a lot of sway in draft picks, personnel, and coaching decisions.
Well, I want to say that, like, I've written stories before about, like, when you look at the draft and how you know, how he may have been influenced, and what I've heard from various sources is that, yeah, like, they, you know, look, he's not making the picks. He's not, you know, that's a whole nother story. I couldn't even go into that whole, in the detail there. He's not, like, he's not in the draft room, et cetera. But they're definitely talking to him before they're making these picks, especially at the wide receiver position or this, that, or the other thing. I mean, as I pointed out in my story before last year's draft, was that I think of the offensive players drafted in the first three rounds of over 4 years, like 80-90% of them were guys from the same agency as Carson. And yeah, there were players that he was telling them about. Now, I don't know if that, you know, they had a good relationship with that.
Like who?
All of them. Isaac Seumalo, Andre Dillard, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Mac Hollins.
So wait a second. So Carson is talking about J.J. Arcega-Whiteside? Then he deserves to fail if he's drafted Arcega-Whiteside over D.K. Metcalf.
I don't want to overstate this because, again, I'm not trying to take people. This is Howie saying it because Howie's trying to distract from this choice. No, Howie Roseman made all these picks. He is the ultimate final say. My point is that this was very unusual for quarterbacks to have this amount of. They were
he's got to get it. He's got to get a pair of eyes and see who can play.
And clearly, I don't think that they're.
I'm being facetious. Yeah.
Well, I know you're saying, but also like coaching. I mean, they did what they want. They did what Carson wanted. Now, Carson didn't say that Mike Rowe had to be fired, but they weren't getting along. It wasn't working. That's factored into the reason why Mike Rowe isn't here. Press Taylor, Carson and Press got along. Carson knew that he's someone that he could. I don't want to say control, but that ended up being what happened. So they're going to do it. They're going to go along with it, and Doug's going to go along with it. That's. That plays now. That happens sometimes. Clearly, with franchise quarterbacks, you're seeing what's happening down in Houston. Deshaun Watson wanted to be in the meetings for the head coach and the GM. You need to draw a line. You can't sometimes let the inmates run the asylum. To steal a phrase.
Yeah, I mean Deshaun Watson playing him at a high clip.
Well, that's too.
You know what I mean? I'll give Deshaun Watson a little latitude. Hey, my man, until you go back to quarterback school, I don't want to hear him peep out of you.
Right. Well, this is probably more before this.
I hear you.
Explosion. It created a monster almost in some cases.
Wow.
Like this happens on every team. When you get a franchise quarterback, man, you make him your face. You give him a lot. You give him a lot of leeway, but it seemed like they were. The feeling in from people in the organization was that they gave him too much because, he hadn't even played. He didn't win that Super Bowl. Everyone acts like he played a huge role in them getting to that Super Bowl. He deserves every accolade he got during that season. He obviously deserves his Super Bowl ring. He played well the other couple of years. But he hadn't done squat. I mean, and let's be real. He hadn't played. He only played in six snaps in the playoffs, You got to be careful about giving someone that much sway when they still have yet to prove themselves.
I just don't want to understand because the offense is not really, I felt, an offense suited for him. The playmakers around him I never thought was really best suited for him either. But I don't know. I mean, and what's his relationship with Peterson?
Right. Well, let's be fair here. Yeah, true. And I referenced that in the story, and we've referenced that throughout the entire season many times over. And even if you go back to the draft pick, which we were not a fan of, or at least you look at it on the surface, it didn't make sense. You're messing with your franchise quarterback. Now, you could be said that it was like the first time that they kind of screwed with him, but it wasn't just that. It was the makeup of the guys around him. Your inexperienced receivers, aging offensive linemen, and then the injuries certainly factored into it as well. So a lot of this isn't on Carson Wentz, right? And then you mentioned Doug Peterson. I don't think we all think Doug is God's gift to play calling. So, I mean, you look at it from Howie's perspective, is he playing to my strengths? And maybe that's what kind of started the divide between these two. I don't know if communication was great. It just kind of got, and as they keep getting, they keep losing games and trying to point out to Carson, okay, you made this mistake, and Carson's not really kind of taking responsibility for that. He's not being accountable for that. Yeah, that's going to bother the head coach. But what I will say is from what I've been told and what I wrote in the story is like Doug gave him every opportunity to work out of his funk. I mean, there were people in that building and thousands upon fans thought that Carson should have benched sooner than he was benched. So I don't know what Doug owed Carson in that regard.
Yeah, I thought he should have been benched too. I don't think he owed him anything. He owes the team. I never had a problem with Doug. To me, he did the right thing. But did you believe that there? When did the acrimony between the two kind of set in?
Well, I think there's always been some sort of push and pull. I mean, it hasn't been great, But
basically, DeFilippo, good cop, bad cop, and Doug could be the good cop. Basically, when that ends, it starts to set in.
That would be, and then there was, there's certainly things that Carson would fight back against. I mean, Carson's been strong-headed. This isn't new. I mean, this is kind of who he's always been. And it was with Flip, it was with Reich, but those guys kind of, he was early in his career there. Those guys had clout. Those guys are pretty much, it's this way or not, right? And I think Frank, if you've met him, he's just got a great personality to be able to deal with that kind of thing. And I think Doug is the head coach. He's got a lot more on his plate that he has to worry about than just the quarterback. Obviously, the quarterback is very important, and you have to kind of invest in that relationship. But, look, I mean, you got to look at the product on the field and the way Carson was playing. And if he's not doing what you're wanting him to do, and that you can only have friction and some sort of splintered relationship.
This is crazy, man. This whole thing, what a soap opera. I can talk to you all day long, Jeff. I got to ask you, we hear more candidates coming in. I mean, are they any closer to any of this? I mean, where's the McDaniels thing stand at?
Yeah, I would say, I don't think McDaniels is like super, super duper close. I was told last night maybe like 48 to 72 hours, maybe a decision will be made at some point. They're really casting a large net, and obviously you want to use the opportunity to talk to as many people as you possibly can. But I mean, there's some really kind of names being thrown out there that I didn't expect. They're looking
Fossil?
For the Reed. They're hoping that they can find a guy that'll come in and blow them away that no one else is thinking about that is going to be the next Andy Reed. That they can, this person is capable of skipping a step to becoming the next head coach, because I think a lot of these guys that are ready, they either didn't get, or they're not willing to come here. They want to stay in their spots, or they come with baggage, or with a dynamic that may not work with Howie Roseman still in the building. I mean, it's really hard sometimes to get guys that you want with an existing.
Let's be real, man. Look at Dable. Dable said, "Nah, all right, San Diego, no Chargers, no LA Chargers. Fine, I got no interest in Eagles. That's a big deal." Right.
I will say this. I don't know if Daboll would have been high on the Eagles list. He's not like a CEO type. He doesn't really have great leader. Like from what I understand about him, you got the offensive play caller and he's done a great job in Buffalo, but he didn't do so great of a job before that. And I feel like I just wonder if he was. I would hold the phone on whether the Eagles would be super interested in Daboll. Maybe you say they should have been, but I never thought that was going to be a great fit. I would tell you what, I mean, I know Brandon Staley is the defensive coordinator, but from what I understand was the Chargers hopped on that quickly because they felt like the Eagles were sniffing around big time.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy has a lot of buzz about.
Yeah, I heard.
And it's not just, he's the type of guy that actually really, he's a former quarterback. I mean, he knows offense. I mean, he looks at it from
a... No, he does. He's like a both sides of the ball guy. No, I agree.
Yeah, like he's a Belichickian is what people have described him as.
Yeah.
In terms of being able to see the game from both sides.
Yeah. All right, brother. Listen, great stuff, man. I mean, this is never dull. It's crazy, man. Great stuff. I appreciate you. Yeah. One day we're going to get you in. I want you to talk to the people. All right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love talking to the people.
Awesome. Right, we're going to do that next time. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Let me know.
There he is. Jeff McClain, Inquirer, Inquirer.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.